Today's Amud is Yevamos Tazayin Amud Beis. We're holding on Tazayin Amud Aleph, 8 lines from the bottom, by the words of Mekablim Geirim Menakarduyim. So the Gemara had mentioned the story where the Chachmei Yisrael, they went to Rabbi Daisa ben Harkonnes, and Rabbi Daisa ben Harkonnes mentioned to them Eidos that he witnessed from Chagai Hanavi, that Chagai sat on a certain bench and he said 3 halachos. He said, first of all, the halacha of Tzaras Abbas, that Tzaras Abbas is Asura, like the Shita of Beis Hillel. He also told us a halacha about Shemitah, that in Amayinu Mayav, so where they don't have Shemitah, they take off Meiser Ani, on the 7th year. And then the third and final halacha that Chagai said, was that we're allowed to be Mekabel Gerim from Karduyim v'ha Tarmudim, and also from the nation, from the country of Tarmud. Now, what's the significance of this, that we're Mekabel Gerim from Kardum and from Tarmud? So we'll see really later in the Gemara, but the chashash over here, the reason potentially to say that we're not Mekabel Gerim, is because, to make a long story short, there were some Jewish women that got involved with non-Jewish men, and they had children. Jewish women with a non-Jewish man had children. And we'll see that this is going with the man Da'amar, who says that in such a case where a Jewish woman has a child from a non-Jew, that the child has the status of a mamzer. There's such a shita like that, that the child's a mamzer. And therefore, being that there were such people mixed in amongst the Goyim, Kardum and Tarmud were both non-Jewish cities, but being that there was these Jewish women that got mixed in there, and the children were mamzerim, so there would be a tzad to say that you can't be Mekabel Gerim from Kardum and Tarmud, because even though you could convert a Jew, a non-Jew, and make him into a Jew, you can't convert a Mamzer and make him into a non-Mamzer. Once he's a Mamzer, he's a Mamzer. And because of that, so we always have to be concerned when you're taking a Ger from Karmud or from Tarmud, that maybe the person's really a Mamzer. They're going to convert, they're going to marry a Yid, they're going to marry a regular Yisrael, and that's completely Aser. A Mamzer is not allowed to marry a non-Mamzer. So because of that, there would be a reason to say, there would be a room to say, that we're not Mekabel Gerim from Kardum and from Tarmud. However, Chagai Hanavi, he announced that no, we're Mekabel Gerim in a Karduyim and a Tarmudim, meaning that Chagai seemingly wasn't concerned about the fact that there might be non-Jewish women who had children with the Gaim over there, perhaps because they're so little, or perhaps because he didn't hold that the child's a Mamzer. He wasn't concerned for that, as we'll see later, and therefore, that's what he said. That was the third halacha that he said, that we're mekablim gerim and akardim v'tamudim, that the person is allowed, we are allowed to be mekabel gerim from these places. Now ask the Gemara, Eini, is that really true? We're allowed to be mekabel gerim from these places? V'atani Rami Bar Yechaskel, Rami Bar Yechaskel taught that ein mekablim gerim and akarduyim. He spoke specifically about karduyim, but he said that we're not mekabel gerim from kardum, from the karduyim. We're not mekabel gerim from there, because we are concerned that maybe the children there are mamzerim and they're Jewish really, and you're going to convert them thinking that they're a regular ger. It's not true, really, it's a mamzer. So Amar Rav Ashi, Karduyim Itmar. Rav Ashi answers by saying that no, that wasn't said about Karduyim, which is what Chagai spoke about. That was said about Kartuyim. And Kartuyim in a Hanami. Kartuyim apparently had a large percentage of Mamzerim, who were living like Goyim. And therefore, Rami Bar Yechaskel said that we're not Mekabel Gerim from the place of Kartum, of Kartuyim. That's where we're not Mekabel Gerim from. But Karduyim, it could be in a Hanami, that we are. And says the Gemara Kedamri Inshi, it's like people say that Kartuyim Pesulim. That people say it's a known thing already that Kartuyim are Pesulim, that they're Mamzerim. And that's why we're not Mekabel Gerim from Kartuyim, but there's no Kasha from there on what Chagai said. It says the Gemara Vika Da'amri, some have a slightly different Shaklavatario, that Tani Rami Bar Yechaskel in Mekabim Gerim in Akartuyim. That we didn't have to switch the gear, so it's actually what the Braisa says Lahedya. The Braisa says Lahedya, that Rami Bar Yechaskel had said that we're not Mekabel Gerim from Kartuyim. So now why is that a stira to what Chagai said? You know, Chagai was speaking about Karduyim, and Rami Bar Yechaskel is speaking about Kartuyim. So why would that be a stira? Because the Gemara assumes that my love, Hainu Kartuyim, kartuyim hainu karduyim. The pshat is because the Gemara assumed in the Havamina that karduyim and kartuyim are really the same thing. It's just two different ways of saying and referring to the exact same place, the exact same nation. So l'chayr, this is a stira to what Chagai said, to which I'm Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi answers that lo, you know, kartuyim l'chod v'karduyim l'chod. It's actually two different places, and it's kedamri inshi kartuyim pesile. It's specifically about the kartuyim with the tuf. That's where people say that the people from that place, that they're mamzerim, they're pasul. So taka from kartuyim, we're not makabel gerim, but from karduyim, we are makabel gerim, like Chagai and Navi had said. However, says the Gemara, that Rabbi Yochanan v'Savya, Savya is the name of a person, as we'll see soon, said Rabbi Yochanan and Savya, the Amri Tarvayu, both of them said, both Rabbi Yochanan and Savya held, that ain mekablim gerim minat tarmudim. That although Chagai said that we're mekabel gerim from tarmudim, Rabbi Yochanan and Savya say that no, we're not mekabel gerim from tarmudim. Now that's picking a real tough battle. Rabbi Yochanan and Savya, they're arguing on Chagai Hanavi, could it be? Could Rabbi Yochanan and Savya really argue on Chagai Hanavi? So Taisus on Amabeis says Avada not, it's a top Taisus on Tazayin Amabeis. Taisus says Avada, Rabbi Yochanan and Savya, they would never argue on Chagai Hanavi. The pshat over here is that they deny the whole story. Again, it wasn't, we don't know for a fact, it's not written in the pasuk that Chagai actually said such a thing. We have a recording, Rabbi Daisa ben Harkin has said it over in the name of Chagai. Rabbi Yochanan is Chayfer Bakal. He says, I don't believe such a thing ever happened. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan and Savya, they argue, and they say that really we're not Mekabel Gerim from Tarmudim, again, because there's the Chashash that maybe the children there are really Jewish Mamzerim. Maybe they're not really Gayim. Maybe they're really Jewish Mamzerim. And that's why we have to be concerned, and we're not going to convert someone from Tarmud. Says the Gemara, Mi'am Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, did Rabbi Yochanan really say this? Rabbi Yochanan is concerned that maybe many of the people in Tarmud, that they're really Jewish, they're Jewish Mamzerim. What do you mean? Rabbi Yochanan holds that the people in Tarmud are Goyim, as we're about to see. But now we learned in the Mishnah that Kol Aksamim Abba Min Arekem. The Mishnah says that any ksamim, ksamim is when a lady who sees dam, so if she has a hargasha, certain feelings, so then when she sees dam, she's tamim midaraisa. The pashas is what a ksamim is that any time a lady sees dam without a hargasha, that's the definition of a ksamim, a lady who sees dam without a hargasha, so that's called a ksamim, and that dam is only tamim midarabana. So now, if you see a beggar that has a ksamim, on it, you see a blouse that has a kesem on it, haboim in Arekem, and the dress is coming from the city of Rekem, which was a city that had a lot of goyim in it. So the halacha is tahirim, is that you assume that it's tahir because the people in Rekem were goyim, and therefore, says the Tanakhama, if you have a kesem on a bege which comes from Rekem, you assume it's tahir. Ksamim was a gzeirah d'rabbanan, Chazal made a tumah d'rabbanan on dam that comes without a hargasha. They did not make such a gzeirah on goyim. They never said that by Goyim that they have Tumas Ksamim. Tumas Ksamim was only said to Yidden. And therefore, if someone has a dress that comes from Rekem with blood on it, and we know it's a Kesem, so then the halacha is, or we assume it's a Kesem, so then the halacha is that it's Tahar. Rabbi Yehuda mitameh bebnei sheim gerim v'tayim. However, Rabbi Yehuda says that no, the people in Rekem are not Goyim. The people in Rekem are actually Jewish. They're Gerim who then went off the Derech. The halacha is once a person converts, as long as it was a kasher, a conversion, once it was a good Gerus, so then he's considered Jewish. Even if he doesn't end up living as a Jew, he ends up throwing away the whole thing, the halacha is that he's still Jewish. He's just an off the Derech Jew. He doesn't go back to being a Goy. Said Rabbi Yehuda that the people in Rekem, they might look like they're Goyim, they might act like they're Goyim, they're not. Not though, they converted, they're full-fledged Jews, it's just that they went off the derech. So therefore, being that really the people there are Jewish, so therefore if you have a kesem on the bege which comes from Rekem, so the halacha is that it's actually tamei because the people there are Jewish. However, I'm asking that mibeina evdei kechavim, if you have something which mamish comes from a place where it's a city of goyim, so then avada in a chanami, then avada is going to be tahirim, then the kesem is going to be tar. So that's the Mishnah Nida. It says that ksamim which come from Rekem is a machlekes that the people in Rekem are non-Jewish, or are they Jews who went off? but even the few Rabbi Yehuda, even the few Rabbi Yehuda who hold that in Rechem, they're Jews who went off. But if you have a place where they're mamish, they're not Jewish. So then it's kesem, which comes from such a place, it's tahar. Now what does that have to do with us? Because v'havinan ba, we asked that kapasuk v'tani mibein ha'ayv dekechavet. We pointed out that the Mishnah over there in Nida, so it says that if a kesem comes from a city of Gayim, so then the kesem is tahirim. All the ksamim which come mibein ha'ayv dekechavim, they're tahirim, they're all considered tahar. So now if we ask that, wait a second, it says it as a very blanket statement. It says anytime you have ksamim which comes from mibein ha'ayv dekechavim, it comes from a city of non-Jews, it's always considered tahar. It's mashma v'afilu min ha-tarmud. That's mashma that even if the kesem comes from Tarmud, no matter where it comes from, the Mishnah is not mechalik. The Mishnah is mashma anytime you have a kesem which comes from a non-Jewish town. So the halacha is that it's tar. We assume that all the people in there are goyim. And therefore, the kesem is considered tahar. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, now Rabbi Yochanan said about this Mishnah, which is clear that even in Tarmud, such a halacha is true, that even in Tarmud, if you have a kesem which comes from Tarmud, the halacha is that it's tahar. So Rabbi Yochanan commented that, wait a second, Tarmud, it's all Goyim? Zayse meres mekabum geirimi Tarmud. Rabbi Yochanan said that, what you see from this Mishnah is that they're all Goyim in Tarmud. Meaning they're not Yisraelim who are mamzerim, they're completely Goyim, they're completely not Jewish. If so, said Rabbi Yochanan, you see that the Tana of this Mishnah holds that you're allowed to be Makabel Gerim from Tarmud, because being that he holds that the people in Tarmud are not Jewish, it's not that they're Mamzerim who are Jewish. Their Mam is not Jewish, so since they're not Jewish, that's why they're Ksamim Artar, says Rabbi Yochanan, who adin that you could be Makabel Gerim from Tarmud. So that's not like what Rabbi Yochanan said by us. Rabbi Yochanan, we had on the bottom of Tazayin and Aleph, said that the Halacha is him and Savio said that we're not Makabel Gerim from Tarmud. But then we have this Mishnah Nida, and Rabbi Yochanan says, you see from the Mishnah that we are Mekabel Geirim from Tarmud. Now, V'chi Tema, maybe you'll get out of this question, and you'll say that Zayis V'lay Svirulay, Rabbi Yochanan holds that we're not Mekabel Geirim from Tarmud, like Rabbi Yochanan told us on Tazayin Amad Aleph, that we're not Mekabel Geirim from Tarmud. He's concerned that maybe they're Jewish, they're Mamzerim, and therefore we're not Mekabel Geirim from Tarmud. That which Rabbi Yochanan said, that you see from the Mishnah in Nida, that we're Mekabel Geirim from Tarmud, he's just pointing out that that's what you see the Tana of the Mishnah holds. I disagree. I hold that we're not Mekabel Geirim from Tarmud. But you see that the Tana of this Mishnah in Ido holds that we are Mekabel Geirim. That's how you could get out of the Stira. However, says the Gemara, not so fast. Because if there really is a Stam Mishnah in Ido, which is clear that we're Mekabel Geirim from Tarmud, so then why would Rabbi Yochanan hold that we're not Mekabel Geirim from Tarmud? V'ha'amar Rabbi Yochanan, we know that Rabbi Yochanan Shita and Shas is that halacha k'stam Mishnah, is that when you have a stam Mishnah, so then the halacha is like that Mishnah. So being that Rabbi Yochanan himself says that the Mishnah in Nida is a stam Mishnah, which is clear that we're Mekabel Geirim from Tarmud, so how could Rabbi Yochanan himself then go and say that we're not Mekabel Gerim from Tarmud? So says the Gemara, that Ma'amarai Ninu Valibad Rabbi Yochanan, which is something that the Gemara says in many places in Shas, that this that you just quoted, that Rabbi Yochanan says, halachic is Stam Mishnah, that anytime you have a Stam Mishnah, the halach is like that Mishnah, it's a machlaikis amongst Rabbi Yochanan's Talmidim if he ever actually said such a thing. It's a machlaikis Amarayim Bidas Rabbi Yochanan if he really holds of such a klal. So in a Chanami, if he holds of such a klal, so then that Amayr would never quote Rabbi Yochanan as saying that we are not Mekabel Geirim from Tarmud. The Amayru who holds that we go like the Stam Mishnah, so he'll say that if Vadu Lefi Rabbi Yochanan, so we are Mekabel Geirim from Tarmud. The other Amayra who quoted Rabbi Yochanan, that we have a recording from Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan said we're not Mekabel Geirim from Tarmud, he holds that we don't necessarily paskin like a Stam Mishnah. Since we don't necessarily paskin like a Stam Mishnah, it's true that you have the Mishnah Anida. You have the Mishnah Anida which says that the Ksamim which come from Tarmud are Tar, and who Adin, that means that we'll be Mekabel Geirim from Tarmud, but Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Now, before we go weiter, an interesting question I saw that the Aruch Lener asked in Maseches Nida on the Dvavim Abayz is that the Gemara and Rabbi Yochanan really makes the diak from the Mishnah Nida, that from the fact that the Mishnah says the Ksamim which come from Tarmud, that the Ksamim which come from Tarmud are Tahor, it says that if it comes to me, Mashmi, even if it comes from Tarmud, the Dam is considered Tahor, so it must be where Mekabel Gerim from Tarmud. Who says, the whole Isser, the whole Tumah of Ksamim is only a Tumah Rabbanan. So maybe Chazal were Mako when it came to Ksamim that come from Tarmud, because the whole Tumah is only Rabbanan, and so they were Mako on that Suffolk, on the Dam which comes from Tarmud, so it might be really coming from a Jew, who's a Mamzer, Chazal or Meiko, because anyways, Ksamim is only Midrabanan. But how could you learn from there that means that we'll be Mekabel Gerim from Tarmud? Maybe when it comes to being Mekabel Gerim, where there's a Chashash of Mamzerus, there's a problems of Yichos, so then the Tan of Wataka be Machmir. Maybe even the Tan of the Mishnah Nida, who holds that the Kesem which comes from Tarmud is Tar, maybe he would agree that we're not Mekabel Gerim from Tarmud, that we are Chayshish for Mamzerim. Because when it comes to Yichos, we have to be Machmir. Just when it comes to Ksamim, we're Meiko. So what was Rav Yechanan's Raya from the Mishnah Nida that it must be where Mekabel Gerim from Tarmud? So the Aruch Lanier answers, an interesting Teretz, he says that the Diyak is not just because of the fact that the Tana is clear that Ksamim which come from Tarmud are Tar. The Diyak is from the fact that the Tana didn't even specify anything about Tarmud. It just said that Ksamim which come Nibena Aivdei Kechavim is Tar. Now, if it was really true that Tarmud is different than other non-Jewish cities, because Tarmud has a chashash that maybe the people there are Mamzerim, maybe they're really Jewish, and therefore to the point that we're not Mekabel Gerim from Tarmud, if the Tana of the Mishnah Nida really held like that Tarmud is not a typical non-Jewish city, so then the Tana shouldn't have said in a simple way that Ksamim which come Ibn Aydik Echamim Martar. He should have said Ksamim which come Ibn Aydik Echamim Martar, Va'afilu mi Tarmud, and even from Tarmud, because being that Tarmud is different, so the Tana should have stressed that. From the fact that the Tana didn't stress that Tarmud is different, that was Rabbi Yochanan's Diyak. It must be that the Tana holds that we are Mekabel Gerim from Tarmud. Tarmud is a regular non-Jewish city. But again, Rabbi Yochanan himself seems to be chaylik on that, and Rabbi Yochanan holds that we are not Mekabel Gerim from Tarmud. That was the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan and Savya. So says the Gemara, Mi Tarmud my time alai. What was the story? What exactly happened? Why are we not Mekabel Gerim from Tarmud? So says the Gemara that Pligi bar Rabbi Yochanan v'Savya. Rabbi Yochanan and Savya, they both held that we're not Mekabel Gerim from Tarmud, but they actually had different reasons, it's really the same reason, but different versions of the story as to what's wrong with the people in Tarmud that we're not Mekabel Gerim from Tarmud. Chad Amar Mishum Avdei Shlomo. One of them said that the problem is because of a concern of the Avadim, the non-Jewish Avadim of Shlomo HaMelech. We'll see soon what the story was. But Shlomo HaMelech had non-Jewish Avadim, and there's a concern of Avdei Shlomo. The Chad Amar Mishum Benayis Yerushalayim. Whereas the other one said, and no, the concern is Benayis Yerushalayim. We'll see it again also what that means. So says the Gemara, that Bishlama Lamanda Amar Mishum Avdei Shlomo. I understand the Manda Amar who says that the concern in Tarmud is because of Avdei Shlomo. What's the problem? The problem is that there were Avdei Shlomo, who were non-Jewish men, who got together with Jewish women, and they had children together. So these non-Jewish Avadim, they had children with Jewish women. And so what's the problem with that? That Kesavar, this Amira holds, that Avdei Kechavim, Eved, Haba, Bas Yisrael, Havlan Mamzer, that the child of such a relationship creates a Mamzer, and that's why the people in Tarmud are not to be trusted. We can't convert them, because there's a concern that maybe some of the people there, they come from these families of the Avdei Shlomo, who were together with Jewish women, and the child of such a relationship is a Mamzer. Mamela, we can't convert them, because maybe it's really a Mamzer. But if the concern is because of Benayis Yerushalayim, so what's the problem? What does it mean, Benayis Yerushalayim? So says the Gemara, the Haplegi Barav Yasef Rabbana. Another machlaikis within the machlaikis, it's a machlaikis how to even understand what the concern of Benayis Yerushalayim is. Utarvayim Mishmei the Rabbah Barbarchana. The machlaikis of Yasef and the Rabbanan in the explanation of what Benoyis Yerushalayim is referring to is both Aliba the Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. Rabbi Yosef is quoting Rabbi Bar Chana, and the Rabbanan are quoting Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. They're both quoting Rabbi Bar Chana in different ways, explaining what the concern of Benoyis Yerushalayim is. Chad Amar, one of them explains that Tracer Alfei Gavre Veshisa Alfei Kashtoye, that there were 12,000 men and an additional 6,000 archers. So a total of 18,000 people. Chana Amar, the other one says that it was not 18,000, rather it was Tracer Alfei Gavre. It was a total of 12,000 people. Uminayu Shisa Alfei Kashtuye, and amongst the 12,000 was 6,000 archers. But it was a total of 12,000. Either way, that's the Machlekes Rabbanan and Rav Yosef Bidas Rabba Bar Bar Chana. But whatever it is, so there was this certain amount of Goyim that Kishenichnesu Oivdik Echavim Lehechal, when the Goyim went into the Beis HaMikdash, so Hakol Nifnu Al Kasev Vizav. The Beis HaMikdash has tons of gold and silver. So the Goyim, when they went into the Beis HaMikdash, they started grabbing and putting things in their pockets, gold and silver, free money. Vehem Nifnu Al B'nais Yerushalayim. But these 18,000 or 12,000 men, instead of going for the gold and silver, they went for the Jewish women. They went for the Benois Yerushalayim, and they had children, and the children are Mamzerim. So it's a similar chashash to the Avdi Shlomo, but just a different story. One of them said that the people in Tarmud is because of Avdi Shlomo. The other one said, Benois Yerushalayim, it's referring to this story that these Goyim had children with the Benois Yerushalayim. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, that Nashim B'tzion Inu B'suleis Ba'ar Yehuda, that they violated the women of Yerushalayim. And so either way, the point is that the children of such a relationship, we're assuming, is a mamzer, because the child's a mamzer, so we have to be concerned, and we can't convert the people of Talmud, because maybe really it's a Jew. They're going to think that the person is a ger. Really, in the meantime, the person is a Jewish mamzer. We're going to allow them to marry a regular Yisrael, and in the meantime, they're not allowed to. Because of this concern, that's why we do not accept gerim from Talmud, according to Rabbi Yochanan and Savya. Says the Gemara Veitner now, Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rav Yonason, that Pasuk Zeh Sar HaOilim Amari. The following Pasuk, which we quoted before on Amun Aleph, that's why we're quoting it again now, so the following Pasuk was said by none other than the Sar HaOilim, the Malach of the world, Rashi says. So whatever that's referring to, the Malach of the world, he said the following Pasuk. Nar ha'isi gam zekanti, that I was young and I also got old. V'lay ra'isi tzadik nezav. So the Sarah Elam is the one who said this pasuk. Said Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani that Amar Rav Yonasan, and it must be the Sarah Elam said this pasuk, because otherwise man amre, who's the one who said this pasuk of nar ha'isi gam zekanti? Ilema kutshibrichu. If you're going to tell me that it was Hashem who said this pasuk of Nara Yisi Gam Zekanti, that it was Kodesh Baruch Hu, that doesn't make sense. Miika Zikna Kamei, does a Kodesh Baruch Hu get old that you could say Nara Yisi and Gam Zekanti, I was young and I'm old? There's no such thing as Zikna by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So it can't be that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is the one who said the pasuk. So Elamai, what are you going to tell me? That's a pasuk in Tehillim. So what are you going to tell me? That who's the one who said the pasuk? It's a pasuk in Tehillim. So who said it was David HaMelech? Velo David Amrei. It must be it was David HaMelech who said the pasuk. But ask the Gemara, that also doesn't make any sense. Because Mikasha Shkulei Hai, did David HaMelech ever even get that old? He died at 70 years old. He never really got old. And therefore, it doesn't make sense for David HaMelech to be saying that I was young and I'm even in my old age. I've never seen a tzaddik nezav. Shkayach, you never got that old. You only lived to 70 years old. That wouldn't really be much of a chiddush. It wouldn't make sense for David HaMelech to say about himself that even in my old age, I never saw a tzaddik who was forsaken. He never really got that old. It doesn't make sense. It's not such a chiddush. Elishma mina sara oilam amroi. It must be with the malach of the world. He's the one who said it. That even as I keep going on and on in my years, I've still never seen a tzaddik nezav, a tzaddik who was forsaken. Now that we quoted Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, the Gemara continues, Ba'amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rav Yonasan, that Ma'idich Sib, what's the meaning of the Pasuk, that Yadoi Paras Shat Tzar Al Kol Mechamadeha, that the enemy will spread his hands over all of its treasures, Za'amainu Mayav. The enemy, this is referring to Amon and Mayav. That's the enemy, is Amon and Mayav, who spread his hand over the Mechamadeha, over its treasures, over Klal Yisrael's treasure. What's that referring to? B'sha'a Shenichnesu Avdik Echav, when the Goyim came into the Beis HaMikdash, so Hakol Nifnu al Kesef Izav, so they all went to the gold and the silver, they stuffed their packets, Vehem, but they, Amun Mayav, Vehem Nifnu al Sefer Torah, they went to our treasure, they went to the Sefer Torah, they went to go burn the Sefer Torah, Amru, they said, that Zesh HaKasav Boy, Lo Yavo Yamayni Umayavi Bekal Hashem, about this Sefer Torah that it says in it, that an Amayni and a Mayavi is never welcome into Klal Yisrael, Yisarev, if we're going to burn it, Yisarev Be'ezh, it should be burnt in fire. And that's what they went to do when everyone else went to go take the gold and silver. And the Gemara concludes this topic. It says, Siva Hashem Liyakov, Saviv Avtsarav, that Kadosh Baruch Hu made it into made like a commitment. He commanded that it's always going to be Saviv Avtsarav, that it's neighbors, Klal Yisrael's neighbors and Golos are its enemies. Amar Rav, Rav explained, Kegoin Humanya Lefum Nahara. It's referring to Humanya, who are the non-Jewish enemies, that they're going to be, that they're the neighbors, the Lepum Nahara, of the Jewish settlement of Pum Nahara. You see that the Jewish people of Pum Nahara, they have these enemies that really shepherd them. It's the people of Humanya, it's the Goyim who live in Humanya.